Hello, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of M365 Voice. My name is Mike Marani.
I'm Sarah Hazzi.
And I'm Antonio Mayo.
And we are shooting today from the Microsoft HQ in Redmond at the MVP Summit. A lot of exciting news this week. Of course, we meet a lot of colleagues, a lot of friends, a lot of socializing, and we're happy to have with us another fellow MVP, Pam T. Graffenried.
Perfect.
Oh, well, I got it. Yes.
Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Pam, can you introduce yourself for anyone who doesn't know who you are already?
Yeah, I am a two-year Microsoft MVP, and primarily working with SharePoint. I'm a solution architect at Oak Ridge National Lab in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. I organize the user group there, and we also have community days, and we're doing our community day events across Tennessee. We're doing them in Knoxville. We have an upcoming event in Nashville, and we're having one in the fall in Memphis.
Awesome. So you lots all have of been exciting. Running a lot of events.
We've been running a lot of events.
It's three fairly big events.
Yes, and it's across the whole state. Tennessee's a very long state. Yeah. People don't realize it, but yeah. I fly to Memphis.
Wow, you fly? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize.
Yeah,
it's quite a trip. It has been wonderful to see and catch up with MVPs at MVP Summit. So for those of you that have never gotten to experience it, which might be fellow MVPs who haven't gotten to travel here, it really is an intensive multi-day experience of meeting up with MVPs from all over the world with all different specialities, meeting with Microsoft product teams to basically talk about product and vision and things like that that we can't go into detail about because it's all covered by NDA.
That's right. It has been a very exciting day, though.
It has been a very exciting day here, and Antonio and I were talking about that when we sat down for lunch today, we got to meet a new MVP who's here for the first time from Lithuania.
That's right.
And how incredible is that, yeah. That you just sit down and you get to know someone just by virtue of being here and being an MVP. Yeah. It is a fantastic experience.
That's part of what I love. One of the things I love about the community, that every year we meet new MVPs and we become friends, and then we see them sometimes and we start planning travel together, and it's like the family.
Yeah.
It is, and this is like the family reunion.
Yeah. It is.
It is.
For the family.
We've all been here multiple years. You said you've been... You're a two-year MVP. This is your second?
It's actually my third summit. I got awarded right before MVP Summit
okay.
2 years ago.
Somebody yeah. Tell me this. Cool.
So it was amazing to walk in here the first year because there's all of these MVPs that I've seen online.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I didn't know anybody, really. And it was a really awesome experience to be able to mm-hmm. meet these people that I had been following and talking to online and just to meet them in person and engage with just the wider MVP community. It's definitely my favorite conference of the year.
And I think I talk to people, and we've talked about this on previous podcast episodes, that I think a lot of people think that it's very difficult to break into this community and become an MVP. But I want to use this as an example because, Pam, I think that you and I met last year at MVP Summit. I think that was the first time that we ever met. Because I was not at Summit 2 years
right.
ago.
That's
I think
right.
it might have been the first time that we met. And Pam and I feel like we became instant friends.
We did.
When we met. And it's like kindred spirits over here. And we've been planning events. We have a women's tech dinner tomorrow yes. night. But it's amazing how quickly you form relationships with people, even people that are new to you. So it's really a gift.
Yeah, and I instantly have something in common with everybody that I walk into a room with because we're all MVPs. So
mm-hmm.
A lot of times the sessions that I'm going to and the things I'm attending, I share that interest with everybody else in the room. So
mm-hmm.
It's been really, really helpful to make those connections as well. Having those, they carry on throughout the year. I've called
Indeed.
Antonio
and yeah,
said, hey,
right.
can you help me?
Yeah,
yeah.
done that.
So
yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. yeah. I find the community very supportive of each other. Like
yep.
like you said, mm-hmm. like we can call up each other and ask questions and
Technical
help each other out with stuff.
Technical questions, anger management mm-hmm. counseling.
Yeah. All of that, absolutely.
That's right. We're
Benton.
Passionate.
Yes.
But that's a good segue because we did want to talk to you, Pam, because we were very excited. I was very excited. I had a call with Heidi Jordan, a fellow MVP who is actually not here in person at Summit this week. And she told us that you have something new and different that you and Heidi are working on together, and we would love for you to share with everyone what it is.
Yeah, absolutely, and thanks for the opportunity. So Heidi and I are working on a podcast. It's going to be on YouTube. We actually have a couple of videos already out. It's bite-sized M365. That's B-Y-T-E, bite-sized M365. And the idea, Heidi and I have a lot in common, kind of going back to our working with users, working with SharePoint, working with Power Platform, and just finding when we talk to people, there's so many things out there that they don't know about. And I'm sure you guys have all experienced this. You sit down with someone and you see how they're doing something and you're like, wow, there's an easier way to do that. If I could just show you something really quickly. Yeah. And so how do we bring those things to everybody and share them to a wider audience? And because we see them all the time, we just decided we would do short videos to kind of help people who are looking to accelerate their technology growth and their adoption. How do I do X? How do I use this? Oh, there's a new tool in Teams. Like, there's new functionalities, there's new releases, and there's so many things that people don't realize are out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, you know. You guys have all been doing this a long time, like I have, but you remember when we used to get, like, you know, 4 years, we'd get a technology and you had lots of time to dig into it and, you know, learn all the functionality. And now updates and features are coming out so quickly.
Every week.
And, you know, it's so hard for us to keep up with. And for sure, the basic information worker is not tracking this on their regular schedule. But there's a lot of things that will help them.
I love it that we know there's millions on the M365, and we can, like you said, there's the features happening on a weekly basis. So the more content we have online from the MVPs or non-MVPs, it's great because sharing, like, we can't keep up. Like, we're not going to know. You might have a different perspective than I do on a specific feature that you can add a lot more than I do, and vice versa on the other side. So the more content we have online, the better it is.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, it's one of my favorite things about being involved in the community in general is that I see how other people are using SharePoint, List, you know, and Power Automate and Rules. And I'm just like, oh, you know, I hadn't thought about that. And so the more you get to talk to people, the more ideas you get exposed to, you know, the better we're all able to use it, the more ideas
I love it because it's, I remember back in the day, and I'm thinking 2009 to really 2014, I used to create a lot of blog posts on my blog. And we've talked about this in a recent episode, that it gets harder and harder to put that down. But the reason why I blogged so much was because I discovered how to do something that was incredibly cool. Mm-hmm. And that's how I could remember it and how I could share it with others. Yeah. So what I love about it is that a podcast is really a new and a more current way of basically capturing the same ideas in a usable format for other people to consume.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that we are looking at, and hopefully we're able to make this happen, is as we kind of go through and talk about these features and the functionality, if there's not something already out there that takes you through step by step how to do it, or if we have a specific use case that we're going through, putting together a blog post with step by step instructions. So, you know, hopefully those will start showing up in the descriptions.
So you're going to have those accompanying the podcast videos?
Some of them.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, fine. Not all of that's them, great. But some of them.
So you're going to have, and that's step-by-step instructions, not just YouTube transcription of you walking through the demo, but you're going to augment, you're going to do a demo, and then also have written.
Right. Like a good example is we have an episode coming out about getting started with AI builder prompts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you go in there and you look at prompts and, you know, it's hard getting started sometimes, especially if you're like, what am I supposed to do? What do I put here? I'm not familiar with anything AI, and maybe this is their first intro into it. So we've got a great little demo that that we run through as part of this. And so it's really easy to say, you can duplicate this step by step in your environment. Here are the steps to do it. And so hopefully we'll have that all together.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Because this is a lot of work to prep for every episode that you're going to record.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't just get on an episode and talk the way that we are conversationally. Theoretically, you need to know what you're doing, have a demo prepped, you need to be prepared and talk through the steps. That's a big commitment and a lot of value add.
We're already going through the demo preparation, ahead of time, so before we record. So we already have that. It's really just kind of reformatting it in a way that people can follow along and do it themselves. So, and while you can't necessarily, just take a transcript and, you wouldn't want to read that. But what you can do is you can take a transcript and drop it into Copilot or ChatGPT and say,
and summarize this into steps.
Yes, break this into steps, and then you can add some images and some instructions.
I had the same thought.
It gets you started.
Yes. Usefully wrong. You know, Microsoft used last year, they said that so many times, usefully wrong. And I have not heard that since, but I think it's absolutely great.
That's a great
I want a t-shirt that says that.
But actually, it's a really good idea. I think we talked about it, these kind of blog posts or things that we publish online a couple of episodes ago, that a lot of users go online and try to find the information. And sometimes you go to Microsoft Learn, but it's too complicated because it takes them to multiple places and sometimes they get so lost into how to follow those steps.
Right.
So kudos to you. It's actually really amazing that you're doing that.
That would actually be a great name for an episode you guys should do, Usefully Wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, show a lot of examples of stuff that get you started in Copilot.
Usefully Wrong. I think that's a great episode. We talked in a couple of episodes ago about the difference in how we do blogging and how we share information about our podcast episodes. So you mentioned that you're on YouTube. How are you sharing out bite-sized? Do people want to follow it? Can they follow a YouTube channel? Follow you on LinkedIn? How do they find out when you have new episodes?
So follow us on YouTube. We will probably start posting them on X. I almost said Twitter. We'll probably start posting them there as well. That is at Bitesized M365 as well. So easy to remember. And you can follow Heidi Jordan or myself on LinkedIn, and we'll be posting them.
So is it Bitesized M365 or Bitesized M365?
Bitesized.
M365. Yes. For the Canadians. M365. Yes.
You just said
Z, not Z.
Wow. You learn something new every day. I have spent just years with you all, and I never knew that. Yeah. So I learned something new today about you. I did not know before.
You had no idea.
I just thought you were being cute about it and saying Zed. No, that's true.
Just a little Canadian.
I'm not even sure how it is that I could discover anything new about either of you, but it just happened here.
Yeah.
It's the magic of the MVP Summit.
Normally, everyone, we always say that the best part of our podcast episodes are what happens right before we start recording, because that's when we have the inappropriate conversations.
Before and after?
Yes. But I'm excited to be able to see you and Heidi getting in, and I wish we could have had Heidi here too. Yeah. So hello, Heidi. But I'm really excited to hear that you all are recording the episode and definitely want to tune in.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully that AI Builder episode should be coming out soon. And I think shortly after that, we have another one about Microsoft List formatting that'll be coming out.
Nice.
And the episodes are typically how long?
Episodes are typically 10 to 20 minutes long. We shoot for 15, but,
The list formatting topic's a great one, because you can use that and turn a simple SharePoint list almost into an application all on its own with the formatting. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a cool one.
And Heidi has some really great tips that she shares.
Okay.
Definitely don't want to miss that one.
Love it.
So we were going to talk about another MVP.
Yeah.
During this episode.
Yeah, we're going
to. I was going to talk about that.
Call out.
That's me. I was looking at Mike it was his job. Wait, that's me. So on our podcast episodes, one of the things that Antonio and Mike and I are trying to do is to call out other Microsoft MVPs that we know idolize, disagree with, or generally like. And today, one of the highlights for MVP Summit for me is being able to see people in person that we don't get to see that often. And it was very exciting for me today to be able to see in person and hug Alistair Pugin, who is here from South Africa. I've seen and met him in person more times than I can count, but he actually reminded me today, it's actually been 5 years since he and I have been at the same conference or the same event. And I think before 2020, we used to take it as a given that we would see each other every few months. Even people who lived as far away as South Africa, I would travel to South Africa for conferences, or friends from South Africa and all over the world, New Zealand, Australia, would come here several times a year. And the world changed so dramatically in 2020, and we forget that it's so difficult to be able to come together in person. So for me, a highlight of MVP Summit was being able to say hi to Alistair.
It was. Yeah. For me as well.
We saw him today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so big shout out to Alistair.
Yeah.
Well, that was lovely. Thank you, Pam,
for
being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Looking forward to your podcast, and thanks for everyone. And we'll talk to you on another episode.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.